Rings, Swords, and Monsters, Lecture 9. Tolkien, Criticism and Theory.
Tolkien is so massively influential in fantasy literature because not only is he the best-selling fantasy author of all time, but he also was a perceptive and powerful critic, both of medieval literature and of fantasy, and he's been very influential in subsequent writers and critics. In this lecture, what I want to do is show you how these things are all connected. Although Tolkien himself insisted that his medieval scholarship had nothing to do with his fantasy except maybe of giving him some ideas, that's demonstrably false, because even if he didn't intend it to be, later on, critics have come along and used his medieval scholarship to explain his literature and to explain fantasy literature. So I want to explain a little bit where Tolkien's coming from in his scholarship. A while back, in one of the previous lectures, I talked about Tolkien as being a philologist, being trained in the old school of language and understanding how language change works, and also having this kind of scientific approach to literature and language, that you could figure out what the older form of something was. And Tolkien had a bunch of publications that no one really reads anymore because they're very, very, very technical about philology. But he also had three articles, I guess you would call them, essays, that weren't specifically about philology and have been enormously influential. And those are his 1936 British Academy lecture, Beowulf, The Monsters and the Critics, an essay that he wrote in the early 50s called The Homecoming of Beartnoth, Beartwald's Son, which is about the Anglo-Saxon poem The Battle of Maldon, and finally, an essay called On Fairy Stories, which is as close as you can get to a manifesto for fantasy that Tolkien wrote. So I'm going to work you through all three of those, explaining their arguments both in the context of when they were written and, more importantly, how they apply to fantasy now. Let's start with Beowulf, the Monsters, and the Critics. This lecture is credited with forever changing the face of Beowulf scholarship. Before Tolkien, so the story goes, people looked at Beowulf as something you could pull out interesting historical tidbits from or look for names, but never thinking of it as an important, coherent work of art. After Tolkien, again, so the story goes, everyone says, oh my, that's right, Beowulf is a great work of art. Thank you, J.R.R. Tolkien, for telling us this. Now, I will stipulate that even if Tolkien had never written The Hobbit or The Lord of the Rings, this one essay, Beowulf, the Monsters, and the Critics, would mean that scholars would still be talking about him today, though obviously not in the same large terms that we are. Because although it's an exaggeration to say that nobody thought of Beowulf as a poem before Tolkien came along, Tolkien made his case so effectively that nowadays scholars just say, modern Beowulf criticism started in 1936. And that gives them the convenient excuse of ignoring the first 100 years of Beowulf criticism, so they don't have to read through all of that stuff, most of which is in German and very difficult. I'm being a little bit cynical, but not too much.